You may begin.
Okay, then I'll do the roll call quickly. I'll do the roll call quickly again, Ron.
Please, Gwen. Thank you.
Anne Eichmann-Scalesi, Greg Shatton, Angie Graves, Ron Andrus, Princess Tuknan, and for staff, we have Melissa Cordy, so myself, Glenda Sanjavi, and on the Adobe Connect, we have Marie-Laure Lemieux and Avery Doria. Thank you very much. Now it's over to you, Ron.
Thank you very much, Glenn. And welcome, everyone. We're a little more lightly attended today than normal, but we have a full schedule of activities and to go through, and so we'll get after those, and perhaps we'll have others join along the way. First of all, let's start with the first order of business, as usual, is to ask if anyone has a change to the statements of interest since we've last gotten together on a call 2 weeks ago. Hearing none, we will assume that all statements of interest are up to date, and we'll move on then with the next item, which will be the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any comments or questions about the agenda today? Again, hearing none, we will assume the agenda for today's meeting will be approved and we can start moving into it. And the first order of business was the GNSO Working Group Guidelines Consensus Level. We had a sub-team of Amar, Sintra, and Greg, as well as Thomas, on this particular piece of business. And so I wonder if I might look to Sintra or Greg to take the lead on this one. Whichever the two of you would like to go, just please put up your hand and we'll get started. Sintra, please, go ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. Since the last call, Mary was kind enough to forward to the list some of the background relating to this particular issue coming to the FCI. Based on that, I have been working on some of a preliminary document that Amar has drafted, but I haven't really gotten much feedback in terms of the subgroup, so I expect maybe to have something to report to you further along those lines on the next call. I think it may be too soon for me to share that draft with the entire group.
That's fine. Since the fact is that we really want to have the idea of these subgroups is really to have people bring their thoughts to these things, and until they're really ready for the cake to come out of the oven to give to the larger group, I agree with you. There's no rush to move on that. I do see Greg's hand up, so Greg, I'll pass it off to you, please.
Hi, Greg Shatton for the recording. I did review Cintra's amendments to Amr's amendments to the consensus levels, and it raised a question in my mind which I thought might be best brought back to the committee, which is how energetic or broad-ranging our editing should be. And on the one hand, if we edit narrowly, it'll be kind of more of a single issue we'll have to deal with. On the other hand, when this was mandated to us by the GNSO Council, they also asked for basically any other comments that we might have on working group procedures. I can find Anne just sent me the exact language on that.
Sorry, Greg, we're losing you. I'm not sure if it's.
I'm talking into my handset on a landline. Somebody is doing this call top down on a in a convertible. So the GNSO asked whether we would consolidate any recommendations for potential change to the GNSO working group guidelines into a single submission. So, in order to present a more holistic set of proposed changes, so. It seems like the door is open for doing more if we want to. I don't know if we want to and how much more we want to do in the context of consensus levels. So while I don't have a view yet exactly on how I would want to approach this, how the IPC would want to approach this, the question is, kind of as a matter of approach, should we take a narrow approach or a more open approach to, in a sense, everything is anything in the consensus levels is reasonably fair game, not changing the concepts, but the drafting, I think Cintra kind of caught out a number of ways in which the drafting was kind of internally inconsistent in terms of how it referred to persons versus groups versus, it's just some stuff that almost, I wouldn't say it's copy editing, but it's kind of editing for sense, and whether we want to engage in that or really just try to solve the problem that's directly at hand. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. I see Anne's raised her hand, but before she speaks, I would just like to make a comment. And the comment is that I was very pleased to see that this particular subgroup, Amr, Cintra, Greg, and Thomas, were all individuals who were not with the with the SCI for a period of time, because those of us like Wolf Ulrich, Angie Graves, Avery Doria, others who have been here longer will reflect back on the debate we had around the concept of consensus, full consensus versus consensus itself as a second level. And we looked at these elements with regard to the charter of the SCI. And it was a very robust discussion about how we should proceed, whether we should be looking to have full consensus on things, or we could go to what was then, I think, spoken of as general consensus, or maybe it was another term. But the long and the short of it was that there was a lot of very spirited discussion, and it was very helpful for us to understand how to best go forward for the SCI. Ultimately, we had our charters cleaned up, and we operate under full consensus. The reason I bring that history up is simply to say that not to reopen this again, as I see Avery noting in the chat, not to reopen it, but just to say that at that time, one of the comments that was the fact that we have five levels of discussion, consensus within ICANN, but ICANN itself rarely works with any other level or tries to achieve any other level than full consensus. So when we're looking at this, I would be loath from a personal point of view to want to add yet another layer of consensus. And I would be more leaning towards looking to clean up language as opposed to adding another level of consensus. Now, in that direction, I would just say that the spirit of the SCI from its inception has been to have a light-handed approach where we did not try to be a body that would be rewriting things regularly, but rather more to look at things and see if there was a need, and if sometimes the need was a question mark, whether we should or should not, maybe to leave it for a year and then pick it up and review it a year later to see if, in fact, it did still need to be changed or if, in fact, it was something that was now working more efficiently within the ICANN universe. So there's a long history within the SCI of this discussion, and at the end of the day, I think the idea of rewriting, speaking from a personal point of view, is not something that I'm in a hurry to add more language. Rather, than clean up language would be something that I would certainly lean towards. I see Anne's hand is up, and I'd like to give the floor to Anne. And Avery's made a number of comments in the chat. I'm wondering, Avery, if you're capable of being able to speak on this channel, or if you're only in a listening mode and you can only use the chat. Please let me know. But Anne, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Ron. This is Anne with IPC. And I want to echo Greg's comment about that we do need to look into whether there are any other suggestions regarding working group processes. I think that's item number 5 that was mentioned on the document that's being displayed. But I also had a specific request for the subgroup in that the background materials that were circulated actually, I think, suggested four bullet points that the SCI might consider as it's trying to address this issue or solve this problem. And there were four options given, which I'm hoping that the subgroup will, in their work, evaluate those four options and try to, you know, come back to us as to why they're recommending the particular ones that they're recommending, so that that can be clarified for our constituencies. Unfortunately, in our IPC call this morning, there was no true discussion on this because the agenda was so full, and so we have invited more participation from IPC on the list itself. But I don't have a good way other than I just posted in the chat the four bullet points that are now all kind of run together that were mentioned in the background information that came to SCI, and that I'm hoping that, you know, that the subgroup can go through and evaluate each of these when it makes its recommendation to the full group. Thank you,
Anne. That's very helpful. And actually, you brought up a very important point. Thanks to Mary Wong for doing as we had asked, and that was to gather together the background on this, and she submitted that early on, shortly after our last meeting, and it's been very helpful. I really enjoyed reviewing that to get a much better understanding of what we're talking about. One comment I would make is that the question is consensus. Consensus is, and I throw this up as, without looking for an answer, but consensus means that there's agreement, in my view. And the question is, agreement for or agreement against isn't necessarily the issue at hand. It's really consensus. But again, that's one person's opinion. Greg, your hand is still up. Would you like to speak again, or can I pass the talking stick to Aubrey?
That's an old hand. I'll take it down.
Thank you very much. Aubrey, please.
Thank you. Aubrey speaking. Yeah, yesterday those hands were being called vestigial hands on another group I was on. I thought that was a good name for them. I think part of the problem that I see two issues here, and I think the group is going in the right direction. First of all, I think it's a misnomer to say these are the various levels of consensus. These are the various levels of decision-making. Two of them have the word consensus in them. only one is defined as GNSO consensus. I think we also have a misnomer when we say that's ICANN consensus. No, that's GNSO consensus definition. I'm very much in favor of keeping the number of levels that we've got now consistent, but I think explanatory text and looking into and giving various guidelines, further guidelines, you know, the differences between passive and active consensus when you're talking about full consensus, the ways that that consensus can be expressed. Is it expressed positively? Is it expressed negatively? So I think that there's great value in the conversation. I think there's great value in adding explanation. But unless the explanations of these categories get bogged down to the point of, you know, we found a breakdown here that doesn't really fit into these four categories, and therefore we want to suggest adding another category, I think we should avoid doing that. At least that should be sort of initially to be avoided. If it can't be avoided, then we can come back and talk about it. But certainly clarifying these based upon experience. We have seen times when, you know, it wasn't clear either to the chair or to the people in the group what exactly was meant. And in most of those cases, it seemed fairly clear after a discussion that, yeah, it was making sense, but the people weren't making sense with each other's understanding of the words. So going into greater depth strikes me as something that's actually necessary. And so I'm really glad they're doing it. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Appreciate those comments and appreciate the clarification of the levels. It's quite true what you said in terms of the there really are only two levels of consensus and the others are more divergent. Amr, please take the floor.
Thanks, Ron. This is Amr. I have a question, actually. I'm sorry, I was a little late for joining this call, so excuse my tardiness. But my question is, because I'm getting a sense that right now there are two opinions, one that is that where some believe that we should perhaps focus our activity within this subgroup on addressing the issues that were faced in the IGO and INGO PDP working group, and that being more the meaning of consensus, where in the working group guidelines right now, it's sort of it's associated with affirmative agreement of recommendations made by a working group, and I see this as a limitation now. I didn't see it before, but after reading, going through some of the background on this working group that Mary provided and which is posted up here, I can see how that could be an issue, and I guess it was an issue on this specific working group. The other opinion is that the actual definition of consensus should also be addressed by this working group. If I'm not mistaken, that seems to be what I'm hearing right now, and I do agree that it's definitely a worthwhile endeavor to take, but is this what we have been asked to do by the GNSO Council? Is this the actual question we have received? And if it is, then I might have misunderstood the purpose of this entire exercise, but my impression was that we were really meant to tackle this very specific, very narrow issue of perhaps of a working group consensus against recommendations made in a final report. So if someone could shed some light on that right now, I would be grateful before we keep going down a path we might not necessarily be meant to. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Cintra, if you'll bear with me, I saw Marika raised her hand when this question popped up. So Marika, can you shed some light on this for us? Please.
Yeah, this is Marika. As I understand it, and I have to admit, I haven't been very closely involved in IGO, INGO conversations on this, but I think the question needs specifically relates to the point on, you know, consensus against. Does that fit within the current definition of consensus? Does that require any clarification, or does that require a new definition so that working groups are clear that they could also have, you know, a consensus against a definition? However, I also want to point out that it is within the remit of the SCI to have, and I don't remember exactly how it's written in the charter, but basically have periodic review of the GNSO operating procedures, which of course includes the working group guidelines. So eventually, I think the SCI probably will need to think about how to tackle that issue, and presumably as part of those conversations or outreach that is done in relation to that kind of initiative, you would indeed having a more holistic review and approach on how to address or any issues that are raised in relation to broader questions. But as I said, I think I understand this request at least being specific to that, but should the SCI decide that this may be an opportune moment to discuss as well how to do the broader review of the overall working group guidelines, that may be something to consider as well.
Thank you, Marika. Amr, does that answer your question, or do you have some further things you'd like to add? Please.
This is Amr. Yeah, that does answer my question. Thank you very much, Marika. A follow-up question might be, should we attach that the sort of ad hoc topic at this point, because it is an opportune moment to this exercise, or perhaps to begin a separate and parallel one? I'm just wondering what folks think on this. Thanks.
Amr has posed a question. I'm going to just hold that in abeyance and let Cintra speak to the topic at hand, and then I'm going to come back to that, Amr. It's a very good question. Cintra, please.
Thank you, Ron. Actually, my question kind of followed through some of the discussions that Avery, Amr, and Marika are having. I know the issue at hand is consensus against, but I'm wondering as well how the SBI maybe feels about defining consensus levels, as well as what is strong support in cases, strong support with significant opposition. Just taking a legal point of view on it, when you have to pass a special resolution, there are certain limits for...
Cintra, I beg your pardon. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm seeing in the chat people can't quite hear you. Could you speak a little bit louder or closer to the mic?
Okay.
I beg your pardon. Thank you.
Do you hear me better now?
Yes, that's another level. Thank you.
Okay, sure. What I'm saying is, in terms of a legal standpoint, in order for a motion to pass, say, by a special resolution, you need certain levels to be met, say, a 75% vote for or against. I'm wondering if, in considering this consensus level, if the SCI wishes to look at consensus level as a whole and not just consensus against, if that should also be part of a recommendation that we would consider setting specific numbers where working group should operate in terms of defining those different criteria.
Thank you, Cintra, for bringing that to the floor. I wonder, I'm going to ask Avery to speak immediately, but I would then follow that with perhaps a show of hands. And the reason I mentioned this in advance so you can think about it, I'd like to see a show of hands. We'll do with the check marks whether we agree to look at either just the very tight mandate that's been handed to us, consensus against, or do we want to look at the broader issues of consensus. So, Avi, you've taken your hand down. I don't know if you wanted not to speak.
That was optional.
Thank you very much. I see Anne's hand is up, and then Avery's hand, and I'll come to the vote in a second, Amr. So let's let Anne and Avery have a voice first, please. Avery, or I'm sorry, Anne, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Ron. It's Anne Aikman-Scalise with IPC. I believe the show of hands should be in relation to whether we want to undertake not just the issue of consensus against, but the issue of revision of consensus levels, because in accordance with the language that I posted in the chat, there were four alternatives presented. And so I would define the issue in terms of the show of hands, the consensus issue, not the consensus against issue. my personal opinion about the larger scope project that Marika outlined is actually within our mandate to begin with, I think would delay this consensus issue And there's a question here as to whether we want to, you know, delay that long. I mean, it might be helpful to the group to try to get its arms around this consensus issue and get that recommendation resolved, and then respond to GNSO Council that we are still working on, you know, item number 5 with respect to additional recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. I saw Marika's hand up, and I'll come back to you, Aubrey. I'm sorry for holding you up. Go ahead, Marika.
This is Marika. I'm not sure if I understood Anne correctly, but I just want to clarify or you know, confirm that what I think the options are that were outlined by Mary in the background document focus on that narrow question, really focusing on, you know, are, you know, the current definitions, do they cover consensus against, or would something additional need to be added or clarified to make sure that working groups understand that, you know, they can use it, or you know, are we comfortable with what is there that is sufficient? So I'm not sure if she was, I think Anne is putting a tick mark. So that was her interpretation as well. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you, Marika. Aubrey, please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Aubrey speaking. I don't think it makes sense to just talk about consensus against without looking at it within the context of all four of the decision procedure questions. I think that taking that part of just looking at the decision procedure as a slightly wider than narrow, but not as broad as the whole working group guidelines. So I guess I'm saying that it has to be a little wider than the narrowest possible, and that you can't just look at level 2 of consensus and say, okay, does consensus against make any sense? Because you have consensus against in full consensus. And then if you start looking at the next levels down in terms of, you know, strong support, but some opposition, you also have, which is essentially logically the same, strong against with some, you know, opinion in favor. And so if you're going to take the negation rule and apply it to the various levels, I think you have to do that across all of the levels. And that really does mean clarifying all of the decision procedures to accept both a positive statement and a negative statement, and to make sure that you're saying something that makes sense. I certainly don't recommend that we therefore do the whole working group guideline review at the same time. Now, we may get to the point at the end of this and say, okay, we've understood the negation clause and we know how to fix it, and we think there's more work that needs to be done as part of what Marika has been mentioning, the wider review. And in any case, we decide, do we want to send this up to be, you know, reviewed by the GNSO community now, or do we want to wait? And that becomes another decision we can make later. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Amr?
Hi, Ron. This is Amr. Actually, what I was going to say was pretty much covered by both Anne and Aubrey. So I took my hand down right before Aubrey stopped speaking. But I do think to an extent, I think it would be a good idea to perhaps run these exercises in parallel, but not join them. Anne mentioned that we don't want to delay delivering on this one, regarding the context of what happened with the IGO and IGO PAP working group. I'm also guessing that on a wider scale, when we start discussing the consensus levels and perhaps some clarifications and what Aubrey said earlier of positive and negative forms of consensus, I'm guessing more folks would probably want to or volunteer to work on a subgroup addressing these issues than the ones currently on this one. I think it would be a good idea to go ahead and finish what we're doing here on this and in the definition of full consensus and strong support with but significant opposition, there is a clear association between approval of working group recommendations with these definitions. So the definitions as is, they do not allow for a working group to have full consensus against recommendations in the report. So I just think it would be a good idea to separate the two. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think Aubrey's point made a lot of sense, and I hope I captured it correctly in the notes on the right-hand side, because I should have saying that indeed, you know, we cannot really review this specific question without looking at the other definitions, and then need to update those other definitions in line with whatever we come up with. But I also agree with Amr's point, and I think it's a point for the SCI to take into account, that should you indeed decide to go broader and say, okay, well, in addition to looking at this question of consensus against and how that may affect also the other definitions in this section, should you go broader and look at, you know, is it currently correctly defined? Should we make additional changes? I think at that point you may want to notify the council, or at least alert them that, you know, you are going broader, which, you know, is within your remit, as said, but it may be an issue where, you know, more input may be required as a starting point, or getting feedback on before delving into that as a more overall review of the Genus or Working Group guidelines. So just wanted to provide it as a bit of feedback.
Thank you, Marika. So I'd just like to take a straw poll of the committee, and the straw poll would be like this. If you're in agreement that we start to focus simply on the consensus against, I'm just using that as a title, working title, consensus against, and just work on that first, please check a check mark. If, in fact, you feel we should be doing both at the same time to give our subgroup a little bit of direction, give me an X. So consensus against, only doing that at one time. Consensus against and review of consensus levels simultaneously would be an X. So if you can check your boxes, and those who are not on the Adobe Connect, please let me know. X again means consensus against and revision of consensus levels, and the check mark is only to start with consensus against.
No.
I'm seeing your hand, not your check mark.
I have a question because I'm not sure I understand what we're voting for right now.
Please go ahead, Amr.
So are we voting on adding a consensus level of consensus against versus reviewing consensus level to address the specific issue?
No, what I was asking was just trying to give a sense of direction to the subcommittee that's working now to move forward over the next 2 weeks. I was trying to get that sense. And so what I was asking was if the committee feels that we should be focused only on this task at hand, what I called consensus against, or should we be looking at the two things simultaneously? So I'm just trying to get direction from the group. I see a lot of hands up, probably more questions than answers. So let's start with Amr, please.
Yeah, Ron, I'm sorry, I'm still a little lost here. Because the way I see it is in addressing the situation in this exercise, we might need to review more than one consensus level or decision-making level here, not just the changing full consensus or adding a consensus level of consensus against. We might need to actually go ahead and slightly tweak some of the other decision-making levels as well. So again, I'm asking, is that what we're doing? Is the question we're being asked to vote on right now, whether we're going to be working specifically on this topic as a result of the outcome of the IGO-INGO-PEP working group, versus should we be voting for reviewing consensus levels in general on a wider context? Thanks.
That was it. The latter. That's where I was going. But I see. We have Anne and then Marika. So Anne, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. It's Anne with IPC. And Avery suggested in the chat that when you take your straw poll, Ron, that you describe it as either a review of just decision-making levels, including the issue of consensus against, or broader all working group procedures and making them work more smoothly, because several of us, I think, got confused by characterizing in the straw poll the inquiry as an inquiry only about consensus against. So Avery's saying have the subgroup work on decision-making levels, including the issue of consensus against, or else have the subgroup work on a much broader scope with respect to working group guideline improvements in general. And my only question about the straw poll is that, are we all voting on that, or is that a voting thing with voting members only?
Thank you, Anne. No, this is a poll. This is just a straw poll to get a sense from the committee how we want to move forward on this. And in turn to give that direction to the subgroup in terms of the work that they are doing. Marika, please go ahead.
This is Marika. I think the way Anne described it actually goes broader what I believe Avery and Amma were suggesting, and I think I was relaying to. And you know, I'm sure Avery will correct me if I got that wrong. And as I said, I tried to capture that in the notes on the right-hand side, because my understanding was that Avery was basically saying the main focus of the discussion is, you know, the consensus against question, but in order to be able to consider that fully, we'll also need to look at the other decision-making designations in order to place that in context. And as a, you know, possible outcome of that conversation may be that, you know, should we decide that an additional definition is needed, or the consensus definition needs to be changed. This may also trickle down to some of the other decisions or other definitions if you want to have, for example, a similar negation clause to make sure that you can also have, in the other ones it may not work, but still, I think at least that's what I understood Avery's point being, where I think Anne's point is actually going broader and basically saying let's review all the consensus levels that currently exist, which I think goes broader than the actual narrow question of focusing on consensus against, noting that it needs to be placed in the context of the other decision-making designations that currently exist and possible additions or clarification to those as well in the context of any decision that the SCI takes on the consensus against conversation.
Thank you, Marika. So if I were to pose the question, check mark for the narrower approach that Marika just described, X for the broader approach. If that's understood by everyone, that would be very helpful. So all I'm trying to do is get, again, direction. So a check mark means you want to go for the narrower approach, just focus on what the task at hand, or the X says we need to look at the broader approach.
Brian, I'm sorry, this is Anne. I'm really still not understanding at all what the two options are.
Okay, I'm sorry, Anne. I don't know why I'm not being clear about it. What I'm trying to say is this. We received a request, and the request was about looking at whether or not there was a thing called consensus against. Pretty narrow. Do we need to add that in? The discussion I've heard today is that there's a broader discussion within which that smaller discussion sits. Because Greg started the comments early on, if I'm not mistaken, it was Greg, and he said that, you know, maybe we need to review all of those things because the language isn't very tight. And it's probably true. That language has been around for a very long time and probably hasn't been reviewed. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, do we want to focus narrowly on the one thing that was, and that was whether or not we should be adding or not adding this idea of consensus against, the whole little consensus against thing, that small part. Or do we want to open this up to a much broader conversation where that dialogue about consensus against and consensus for falls into the review of all of the consensus elements? That's what I'm asking. I'm just trying to sort out, do we want to go all in, or do we want to just stay on a very tight focus to give the subgroup some definition and focus for the next few weeks while we start to work through this? Anne, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Ron. I had thought that the straw poll was not between the two items that you just mentioned, but rather was between considering only the consensus against versus the item number 5 in the background materials, which talked in terms of a broader review of all working group procedures. So I thought that's what we were having a straw poll on. Now, that probably means my first time vote went wrong, with respect to clarifying the issue that you just clarified, I think that the way Avery describes it and the way that Marika has described it in the actions to be taken over on the right-hand side of the Adobe Connect screen is correct. I just didn't know that that is what, and I didn't intend it to be any broader than that. So just as a comment about what Marika was thinking, I was saying. But if this note about other designations will need to be considered to provide context to the issue, is the broader approach that you're presenting the straw poll on, then I would vote for the broader approach as Avery has described it, that other designations will need to be considered. But is that option two broader, the one that's described by Marika's notes, other designations will need to be considered as you consider consensus against?
I think we're following that path that others should be broader. We should review the broader picture, not just the narrow one. And that's my understanding. But let's go to Amr and then Avery, and we'll see where we go. Amr.
Thanks, Ron. This is Amr. I just want to say that it just feels to me that neither of the choices are sort of the way I would like to go on this, if I understand them correctly. And I would like to just say what I feel this sub-team should be doing at this point, and that is, yes, review all the decision-making levels. I'm trying to call them that now instead of consensus levels. But review all the decision-making levels for the purpose of addressing this narrow focus, the context presented to us because of the dilemma that this working group faced. So, yes, we could go over the whole decision-making issue on a broader context as part of the SCI's review of the working group guidelines on another team, but we should not limit the work of this sub-team to strictly consensus against, because if we take this situation into consideration, we might discover that there are other scenarios where a working group could find, for example, strong opposition with a minority group in a working group, the minority approving and with strong opposition instead of strong support. So we do need to go over several of the definitions presented in the work group guidelines for decision making or consensus for this specific purpose. But we should limit ourselves to this specific purpose, the dilemma faced by this working group, and the broader discussion can take place in another sub-team. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Wolf Ori.
Thanks, Juan. It's Wolf Ori speaking. I was sharing a little bit about what was going on here, so I'm a little bit confused, and I'm not sure whether we are all in line together, you know. That means... And we have an existing definition, working group guidelines, this certain set of definitions with regards to consensus levels, and we used that in the past as well. All the working group used that, and I did not hear from many of the working groups, rather than just this case, so that there have been problems with that at the time being. Up to now. So then there is one working group, the INGO working group, which had a problem, which is a serious problem, I understand that, which is a specific problem. And we have the mandate now to investigate in that problem. So I wonder whether we, in this respect, should then really dig in to all levels of consensus, what the working group guidelines are talking about, rather than think about, well, to take this problem separately, but in the context, I understand, it has to be in the context of the working group guidelines, but not as really digging up the whole thing and then really have a big discussion about all the existing levels. So I really, this is my opinion, so I do not understand that in this way, because I do not have, did not hear in the past from other working groups or many working groups any big problems with the consensus level. So let's try well to, this is my understanding, my opinion, and that was why I was voting for to look at this problem separately and not in the larger environment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think Wolves makes a very good point, because I think one of the roles of the sub-team looking at this will probably be as well to review the specific situation in which this occurred. And my understanding as well, that part of the challenge was that, you know, the working group had already made it, basically wrote up its recommendation as part of an initial report, and didn't feel comfortable changing that in the other way around, because, you know, from my personal perspective, a very easy way, of course, dealing with like a negative recommendation is saying, you know, the working group reached consensus that this should not be done. But I think, as I understood it in this specific context, it was not possible to do that, as it would create, you know, major upheaval on the working group itself. So they struggled with, can we just call a consensus again, and that didn't exist. So I think, you know, to Wu's point, I think the sub-team should take specific care and look at this specific scenario before actually going to a broader, let's, you know, review all the levels and you know, but at least understanding why didn't work in this specific case, and why have similar complaints or issues not been raised in the context of other working groups that have also worked with the same decision-making designations.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Wolf, Ulrich, and Marika, and thanks everyone for this conversation. I've let it go long, as you see, because it's really important that we work through the general thinking of this. But let me ask the committee now, the subcommittee, Amr and Aubrey, Greg, and Thomas is not with us, but are you comfortable now with the information you've heard on this call, or do you have still questions about how you might proceed? I was trying to do the straw poll to give you assistance in that, but obviously I wasn't finding the appropriate words. But are you comfortable, Amr and Sintra, Greg, with the direction forward that's been given to you today with this?
This is Amr. I'm comfortable. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Greg, this is Greg. Sintra? I am as well.
Great. And so then we will leave then you, the sub-team, including Thomas, to continue to work on this, and we'll pick it up at our next meeting. I'm glad we did have this longer conversation about it, because a lot of ideas came out of it, and this is always helpful. I'd like to move on now to past items number 3, waivers and exceptions, and past item number 4, voting by email, as we're late in the hour, and move to preparation for Singapore. And I'm assuming that someone from staff is going to give us a little instruction on that in terms of timing and rooms or whatever we would get. Is it possible, Marika or Glenn, to give us some information on that?
This is Marika, and I'll have to confirm with Glenn. I know she sent me the information, but I think a time has been requested for the SDI on, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday morning. Let me just double check that. Glenn, can you help me out here?
I think it's this is Ron. I think it is Saturday morning, and I think it's 7:30 as it was last time, because we meet in the meeting room where the GNSO Council sits, and it seemed to me, if I'm not mistaken, that it was 7:30 to, or 7 to 8:30 or 7:30 to 9.
7:30 we'll get to 8:45. 7:30 to 8:45. That's correct in the GNSO room normally.
Very good. And the reason I'm asking to have this meeting, I know that we're all extremely busy with committee work and all kinds of things going on during the 1 week that we see each other every 3 months or 4 months. But I think that we have a number of new people on the committee, and the work that we get to do face-to-face is always helpful to help build more understanding and recognition of each other as members of this committee. So that's why I'd ask to have that meeting. And I do hope that all of you, or as many of you as possible, can join in person, and those that cannot can join on the bridge. But it's the work that we will be doing there is a continuation of the work we do here. And again, it's helpful to see each other face to face. So that's why I've asked for that meeting. And again, on that one, we'll send the information to the list vis-a-vis exact timing of that meeting and the location as it comes closer. We have one more meeting, if I'm not mistaken, before that. Maybe I am mistaken. I'm not looking at the calendar, but we're 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, we're meeting right now. And so I think we do have another meeting coming up prior to that. Or if not, that might well be our next meeting. I'll let staff worry about that issue, and they'll come back to us. So, yes, Amar, I note your comment. It's an open meeting. Indeed, it is an open meeting for all to come and join. So with that, I come to the next point would be any other business and any other comments that people would like to bring to the committee at this point. Thank you, Marika. I see in the list that our next meeting is actually on the 25th of February, so we have one more telephonic meeting before the face-to-face, and we'll look to see if we can move forward on some of these items we've been discussing, and particularly on this consensus levels. I think it's been a very fruitful conversation today. Marika, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. To Amar's point, our question, and I'll need to confirm with Dan, because as we indeed typically schedule the SCI meeting as part of the overall GNSO weekend session, it doesn't appear separately on the meeting schedule as such. But we can see if we can find a way to actually, pull that out to make sure that people can see that. And at a minimum, of course, send notifications to the SCI to alert everyone that a meeting is taking place at that time.
Thank you, Marika. All right. Any other thoughts or comments before we draw this meeting to a close? The floor is open. Hearing none, I will thank all of you again for your contributions today and for the good work moving this thing forward. Look forward to catching up with you on the list as well as on our next meeting in February. And thank you again for taking the time today. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Ron. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
We can, Marika, we can now, or Glenn, we can close the recording. Thank you very much. And bye, everyone. Thank you.